literally just set up camp, and we had a request from one of the local people came and said, you know, somebody was shouting help in the darkness. And one of the teams set off to do a rescue as soon as we got here, so we knew it was going to be busy. The following day was really, really productive from Great Manchester Fire and Rescue perspective. We rescued all 50 people, led to safety, and another 30 were actual rescues where people were taken to other locations, utilising the boats, utilising Great Manchester Fire and Rescue crews. And we also had some medical intervention with three additional people. Certainly without that intervention, they would have been in a serious state. Well, there was one old lady who had taken a fall and had a really badly broken arm, which was swelling up terribly. We suspected she possibly internal bleeding as well because of the injuries she did have. So we literally had to carry her from where she was to a boat, get her through the water, and then get her to hospital, really. But, you know, the whole community were really pleased that she was looked after so well. Other people, a lot of medication that they couldn't get hold of for ongoing medical conditions that they were suffering. Getting them the medication and getting it back to them so they could maintain that treatment. Other people, obviously because of the flood situation, falls, sort of cuts and bruises, things like that. Yesterday we spent the majority of the day trying to restore power to one of the main areas of flooding, which is it's just like a sea of, you know, it's just unbelievable to see the amount of water affecting the area. And the substation where the power supply has to be isolated was right in the middle of this sea. So we utilised two crews, one from Great Manchester Fire and Rescue, one from Merseyside Fire and Rescue, in the boats with the electrical engineers. Went out to that location about 5 kilometres across the water to reach the actual substation. And from there, we reconnected alternative power lines to divert around the substation and then actually out to where the major pumps are near where the flood defences have broken to allow those to be reconnected. And we spent virtually all day doing that, working in very, very difficult conditions, temperatures of 30 degrees. No shade for 8 hours in a boat, and we were successful in restoring that power, and we were notified as we were returning quite late on in the evening that power had been restored and the pumps were working, and local people were just overjoyed with that. There's no other aid arriving from any other countries at the minute in this area where we're working, so it's keeping people's spirits very high, seeing the gratefulness of the local people. And literally as we were arriving, people were cheering and sort of waving as we were arriving.